Remember in Austin Powers, random task?
Yes.
Yeah. The odd job? Yeah.
You know he's in prison for raping
like wildly.
At gunpoint.
Yeah, like incredibly violent rape. I remember that. I'm thinking like, God damn. Yeah.
Have you seen the video of them? Because he was arrested for vandalism and then his DNA matched like a... It was a Christmas Eve rape from 1990.
Holy, really? It was like a old school?
Yeah, it was like 20 years prior.
Damn.
Wow, like an unsolved...
That's wild that he got the one rape kit that was ever actually processed.
Yeah, like, Mr. Sun, what do you say that you do? Like, he's like, oh, I'm an actor. You know, he's like, what do you, like, you know, I'm in comedy. You know,
yeah.
Actually, you, I'm on Wikipedia, believe it or not. You can, like, look it up, but I was in Austin Power movies, and then they're like, okay.
And you said that you were an actor. What do you do with acting?
I do comedy, play bad guys sometimes. Do you see Austin Powers? I played a little role in part one.
Okay.
You can find me on Wikipedia, believe it or not.
We'll tell you why you're here. Christmas Eve, 1990, 19-year-old girl walking through a carport. She gets pulled into, and you can see in his face that he's like, damn.
You know, holy shit, really? There's video of them telling him?
They got him like dead to rights.
Oh, no.
And
he takes his shoe off and tries to throw it at them?
They hold her at gunpoint, sexually assault her. He's like, that's bad. He's like, you're right, it is bad. He's like, DNA says it's you. And he's like, you got the wrong guy.
Okay, let me tell you what the deal is here, okay? Young girl, 19 years old. Walks through a late at night, early morning of Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, 1990. Driving home to a vehicle from one of those big apartment complexes out on Burgers. Okay. She parks in the carport. Two guys jam her in the carport. They grab her, throw her in the car, drive her some distance away. That's bad. It's very bad. And the DNA tells us it's you. Okay, wrong guy.
And he's like, okay, well, we showed her your picture. That's you there. You she said, without question.
Showed that to the girl who's kidnapped. She goes, 100% certain it's him. I've seen that face every night I go to bed. She said, that's the face I've seen of the guy who kidnapped me, one of the guys who kidnapped me and raped me.
And then, like, the, I don't know, the prosecutor, the detective, or whatever it is, he's like, you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you understand with that, like, alone, you're just...
I mean, just that alone screws you, okay? No doubt about it. Okay, and the DNA is saying, yes, you're the guy. And you're sitting here saying, how is that going to fly, Joe?
This is scary. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't tell you something I don't know.
Well, I do know.
And you say you have this evidence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no, it's Odd Job. I was the guy parodying him.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, are you familiar with Austin Powers 2?
He's like, listen, how about I get Vern to sign some stuff over here
as a
for
character
you
witness? Yeah.
Dude, that would be great, an Austin Powers movie where he has to save random tasks from prison.
From rape.
He's like,
get him off on his rape charges.
What's that, Mini-Me? The Me Too movement is ruining comedy.
Mini-Me Too?
Yeah, baby. Mini-Me Too, that's funny.
Come on, baby. In the 70s, that wasn't even considered a crime, baby.
Mini-Me Too, it's like a woman being like, I was raped. And like a midget and a little motorized it was like, raising her hand and crying.
That's funny. Yeah. That's very funny.
There we go.
Yeah.
Mini-Me Too, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And then random task, he murdered his cellmate.
Whoa.
What? He's hard, dude.
That's crazy.
That's because rapists don't get the respect they deserve on the inside.
Yeah. Well, his cellmate was also a sex criminal.
Oh.
What's random task? Is he still in jail?
Yeah. So this guy, he pulled a woman.
Chinese or Korean?
He's Korean. Of course he's Korean. He pulled a woman into his car and then they raped her at gunpoint.
Oh, my God.
He said to her, it's Christmas, it's your lucky
queer
day.
Jesus Christ.
And then they tied her pants around
her
eyes.
Why are you saying they? Is he queer?
Huh?
Yeah, they, them.
Yeah.
He's they, them.
No, there was another Korean with him.
Jesus.
Oh, there are two people.
Mm.
So that's almost one regular-sized penis
if
you combine
them. Wow, he stops exact measurements. 5'4", 230 pounds.
Say what?
Same measurements as you, 5'4", 230 pounds.
He's no, I am taller and fatter. Thank you very much. I am much taller and much fatter.
Just so you know, if you work hard enough, eventually you'll be able to have sex with a girl, just like Joe Sun did.
Are you saying I need to rape to have
sex?
Wait,
his name's Johnny Sun?
Joe's his name's Jomny Son.
Jomny Son?
Yeah. It's Jomny Son's his dad.
Name is, his name is completely different than the name I just heard.
It's Jomny Son's dad.
Doing a,
hey, man, I got you.
Please let me fuck your pussy for aliens.
Your pussy.
Okay, Jomny, let me tell you why you're here. It's Christmas Eve, 1990. Woman's walking home through a carport. I'm an alien. Yeah, of course you are. At gunpoint, he rapes her. DNA says it's you. I don't have DNA. I'm an alien. Yeah, that's not going to hold up, okay? You're fucked. You're absolutely fucked here. We got you dead to rights.
I'm a writer for
I just wanted them some pubsy.
So we can get a signed confession from you. And you're going to not do any of this fucking cutesy spell check off bullshit. All
right? Have you seen the
just
horse?
Write in clear terms, I raped this woman.
Woman and
I rebaped.
I write for the show where the horse goes to therapy on Netflix.
Oh, that guy's Twitter sucks my hardest of hard dicks.
Yeah,
man.
He needs to get the wall.
What the fuck? What is the appeal him. At all there? I don't get
it's,
it.
Well, it's kind of gone from those misspellings to now like it's all self help.
But even the misspellings,
it's like, if
is
you
that
have
just
anxiety,
like,
you can do it.
Yeah, I've seen those, and that's, like, whatever. But it's, like, why was he popular in the first place? Is he just, like, a very sanitized, shitty, weird Twitter type of guy?
Yeah, I was a mutual friend with him on Facebook, and they posted one of his tweets, and I was like, that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then he responded, and he was like, well, not for every... Like, he said some, like, cutesy response. He wasn't even like, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah,
he's just this, like, limp dick, like, oh, you know, everybody...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.